Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Ron.
Hello?
Hello, hello, Ron.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are
Hi.
You? Okay, good. So, Adrian is just going over some papers that she's right in the middle of, so she'll start in a few minutes. Meanwhile, the seminar went very well last night. We wound up with 18 people. However, the lady in the library specifically said we can't do appointments there, but we got all the sheets filled out, and we're going to follow up today and tomorrow, calling them up and making appointments.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I thought of a strategy for Judith Till and Ray Claudio.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Believe me, the best thing to do is to talk to Adrian about that, because if I have to translate it, it won't go. But yeah, so she'll be ready for that. And also, we got the valid papers from Sieber. He was there last night, so he delivered those so that Patricia could help them fill them out. So I'm sending them. I'll be faxing the valid papers to Patricia and the sign-up sheets to Linda as soon as we're done with the radio.
You know, and I would mail Patricia the original valid sheet.
Okay, the original ones. Here's the thing: the valid sheets. They weren't signed. They're just blanks for her to help Patricia fill it out.
Okay, all right.
So
no problem.
Then she'll send it back to them to sign. Yeah. Okay, good. Here's Adrian. Hang on.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say one thing in regard to Ray Claudio and Judith Till that I'm going to do, and who knows whether it works or not, is I'm just going to write a very brief letter that I'm going to FedEx to them along with returning their annuity policies that are in the file, and I'm just going to say, dear Ray and Judith, as per your instructions, the letter to reverse the annuity transfers has been sent to Midland National. I understand your dilemma. It's very hard to know who is telling the truth when you meet with one set of advisors and they tell you one thing, and you meet with another set of advisors who you've known for years and you're comfortable with, and they tell you something else. However, I would urge you to please read your, and I'm going to put this all caps, read your contract and call the company's 800 number and ask the following questions. And if you're not satisfied with the answers you get directly from the insurance company, then please call Midland National and ask them to disregard your request to relook the policy. And I'm just going to leave it at that. And if they want to pick up the phone and call the insurance company and ask those questions, then, then maybe it can be saved. And if they're just too stubborn or stupid or I don't know what, well, then it is what it is, and we move on and make plenty of money with other people.
Okay, so I think you should definitely do it. There's nothing to lose. I am calling also, but what I was going to do does not conflict in any way. I was going to... see if I can get her on the phone and just find out what's going on. But more importantly...
Can I just say, and I would say this, Judith, help me out, just so that I can understand the next time I run into somebody with, a variable annuity like yours, what could they have said to you that made you feel that that was a better way to go? Could you just share that with me? I won't argue the point with you. I just want to know.
Right. And I want to do that, also. I think it's important for them to see the Action Club. These people want to be, particularly her, they want to be richer, even though they have nothing to spend their money on. And they may not realize the difference in credentials. You have Merrill Lynch, which I was a consultant to, which hired somebody as a financial gerontologist, who I know very well, lovely person. But her world is the world of market research. And what she generally does for Merrill is she sees how many women are worried about their money, how many boomers in the world saved enough. In other words, the law of large numbers, and they put out interesting little articles. But they don't help people on a one-to-one basis in financial gerontology. They don't. So, you know, who knows if these, if her advisors didn't say to her, oh, Merrill, you know, we're financial gerontologists. Look, we have something. We have a division of financial gerontology. But that division.
Yeah, I really doubt it was that. I really think it was they lied to them about what the 6% really
means.
And
okay.
That had to be it. You know, but
and I'm also going to call. Yeah, I'm also going to call Axelrod and see if I can get him for one reason. I didn't push it. And they are really making a mistake because I learned that, tell me if I'm wrong, that 6.5%, which is now gone, which they were in time for, if they put more money into that, would they still get the 6.5% if they put into the same account?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So,
any money they add the first year gets the 5% bonus.
Right.
And I think maybe that she got hung up on, well, your index-linked interest earned money is one column and your income account value is another. But there's certainly value in having that income account value compounded 6.5% for 20 years and then have an income doubler for home health care, et cetera. So,
I didn't fight for it because I didn't want.
Well, you know what?
Like
I think Axelrod is less important to fight over because it's kind of like she's open to doing two things. Talking about the index life, the tax free, you know, where we'd make 10 times the commission of the American equity. And not to mention the fact that if they free look the American equity, it frees up another $50,000 that if they did want to put $100,000 a year of non qualified money into the Minnesota life.
So
it's like that's one I would like. I wouldn't fight too hard. I would be more interested in preserving the relationship and getting them back in.
Okay, got it. Will do. All right, so that's a good one. And so the only thing I'm going to do with Till is I will try to get her if I don't, because I've called several times. They obviously are embarrassed and they don't want to talk. But if I get her, I will ask, you know, what's the story? Because as you say, in case I run into this again. And also tell them that I'll report to them on the Axelrod Club. I want to have another reason to come back and talk with them in March.
Oh, sure. And you could say, hey, you know, if you're open to having another conversation, you know, we still feel we can help you in other areas. And I just would need to say, because they're not going to expect that. They're not going to expect to be so conciliatory. No, let's meet again. We can help you in other areas.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm also thinking, honestly, more and more that I may need to get that other license. Yesterday, a lot of people asked, are you the money manager? And I said, no, I'm not. But it is hard when there's one product, but I'm not sure yet. I'm still working on it.
One last thing with Cordillo, right? If we were able to get them ever back in the door, and who knows, you know, it's kind of like the way I would approach it is I would first take the existing annuities and I would do a broker of record change on them so that I suddenly become the rep on the MetLife annuities. And then it's like they're gone. And then the other thing is I would just basically go for ACAT, everything over from Merrill to Fidelity and move all the assets over, and it's done. And I would generate a letter signed by them to the Merrill broker saying, hey, we've decided to go into a different direction with our finances. You know, I know you're not going to be happy about this, but I don't want to debate this. And please put our name and phone numbers on your firm's do not call list. If we do that, then legally the Merrill broker can't even call them. So,
okay.
But in any event. So, yeah, so again, it could be that Claudio Until's completely dead. I don't know, but it's like, I don't give up so easy when it's that much money on the table, especially when it's been paid and somebody's taking it out of my pocket, you know?
Right. No, I surely
anyway,
agree. I felt the same way.
Yeah, and I got till 9 o'clock to get this show recorded.
Okay.
I have a phone appointment at 9.
Good. So I think we want to hit the markets again. I think we really, really, really have to talk about the markets because I think people are at the point of not looking at their But also, I'll tell you, these people were still interested in Social Security, so we'll talk a little bit about that. And they were very interested in taxes, so which is definitely your thing. All right. So I'm going to talk about this. And all my leads to you are going to be around what the people were asking at our last event, last live event. Okay?
Yep.
Stu, we're ready. And don't forget to give me the phone number. Okay. Hello. This is Adrian. No, he wants me to start again. Hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gelock.
And this is the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour. And I am really psyched because I just came from a live event that we had at the Chester Library. It was a very cold and rainy day. You all know that. And the fact is that we had a pretty full house. I was surprised. I'll be honest with you. I thought, how many donuts and cookies can I bring that's going to be left over? No, we really had a great crowd. And Ron, let's start right away. I think we need to tell people a little bit about the live events. We're always sending out invitations by mail, of course, inviting on the radio. We just used our spots for this particular event, and we're going to change it today for the March 3 event. But I think they ought to know what happens at our meeting. And it's a little bit different, your meetings and mine. So explain how you structure your luncheon and dinner meetings and what they can get out of it.
Well, you know, it's a very interesting, Adrian, because you had a nearly full house at the library in Chester, and that was just mentioning it on the radio a few times.
Yep.
And then we didn't even tell our radio listening audience that we were doing two luncheon events, live events at Maggiano's at Bridgewater. And the reason we didn't tell them is we mailed out some invitations and we got full houses for 2 days in a row and we had to turn people away and put people on a waiting list. And
yep.
I think the reason for that is just people are so fed up with misinformation and they're just so hungry for truthful, honest, direct information. They want to be told the truth about what's really going on in the economy and how this is going to impact their retirement going forward.
You know, it's true, and we're not going to give up. This is an economy in which money can be made. I want everybody to know that. This is an economy in which you can have a place for safety, and we talk about that. And we also talk about things that aren't directly money-oriented, I particularly, and that is lifelong income for your health, where you might want to live, how to envision your future, a healthy, engaged retirement future, and take some of the scariness out of it. So I'm going to give you some information. On March 3, that's my next live event. It's at the King Tut, which is a great restaurant. I love it, on Route 22 in Lebanon. It's 11:30, and then we have lunch. And you can find out all about Ronald Gelock and Associates .com at the website. You can see how to get a complimentary session to point you in the right direction, whether it's in Clinton in our listing area or in Parsippany or even in Florida for you snowbirds. So that's Ronald Gelock and Associates.com. But if you want to go to one of Ron's events or one of my events, here is the phone number, 800-467-8152. 800-467-8152. The lovely Joanne will put you on the list and you will get your complimentary invitation. 800-467-8152. And going back, Ron, some of the things that you cover are what we cover on the show. So let's do some of the basics of that. I know one of the things that people wanted to know about yesterday, and I was surprised at how much this was important to them, was taxation. One of them actually asked, is the state of New Jersey planning to lower its estate tax? And it came at a perfect time because we needed a good laugh. So what's your take on how to handle taxes and what people might encounter, particularly when they have to take their required minimum distribution?
Well, yeah, I mean, taxes are such an overall, overlooked area of retirement planning, because people are so used to doing their planning for the future based on their asset allocation model and how they have their investments divvied up. And we kind of come at it from a very holistic approach, and this is where we're talking about things like, well, what happens if a catastrophic illness intervenes later in life, or what happens if in the next 10 years we hit two bear markets like we had in the 2000 to 2010 period. And so we talk about the things that others don't really want to talk about, and we really spend a lot of time, and I guess it's because you and I, Adrian, both have backgrounds as attorneys, we talk about the taxes in retirement, the taxes that are involved with living in New Jersey, and the New Jersey state estate tax, the New Jersey state inheritance tax, and the income taxes that people forget about on their qualified plan. And as far as this issue of what's going to happen with the New Jersey estate tax, you know, there is this proposal that's sort of floating around right now that says, oh, you know, we could raise the limit or do away with the New Jersey state estate tax and just massively increase the gasoline tax. And personally, I just don't see the Democratic-controlled legislature in Trenton going and saying, oh, well, let's give a tax break to millionaires at the expense of everybody else who drives an automobile in the state. And the state of New Jersey derives such a significant amount of money from the New Jersey state estate tax and the separate New Jersey state inheritance tax. My personal view is it's not going away ever.
I absolutely agree. And I want to talk about taxes in a very specific additional way. First of all, the state of New Jersey, we study where people retire, how they retire, what it costs to retire. When you walk in our door, we really have a lot of information that many don't. One of them is that New Jersey is 26th for a good retirement. Now, in terms of our education, our culture, and our health care, we're pretty good. What brings us down to the middle of the pack is purely our taxes. Taxes are very, very heavy for our retirees, and it's where the money is coming from the state of New Jersey, and it's not changing. So this is serious business. We take it seriously. And what Ron likes to say is that our 401ks and our IRAs are very tax-infested. So, again, I know it's always dangerous, Ron, to give numbers on the radio because people's eyes glaze over. You know, they're driving in their car, it's drive time. But I have to tell you something. In our live event yesterday at the Chester Library, there were two slides I used that actually made people draw back, and they gasped. I could actually see them physically almost retreating. Here were the slides. One you gave me, Ron. We took $1 million. We invested it at 6% to make it simple. At age 65, we went up to the age that is now our actuarial age, 87.6. And that nest egg had grown to $4 million. With the taxation that we're used to, if somebody passed away leaving that to an heir, it would have been 53% taxed at that moment. And because we'll talk about the ability to stretch out your IRA to help that, and the fact that that may be going away, it's really very concerning. So that's a tax on a legacy. Now, the second slide that got people really going was I showed them from 1913 to the present where the federal tax rates were. And if you look at that over our history as a country, our tax rates now are extremely low, really low by comparison to the rest of our history. We have a lot of potential for federal and state income taxes to go up, a lot. And nobody would be able to say, hey, look, we're in a high tax bracket, because in the 80s we were a much higher tax bracket. They didn't realize that as high and onerous as it feels, it's chump change compared to where we've been historically. And with our national debt, that could go up. So we are always looking for our retirees or people 5 years or less before retirement to be able to convert their taxable money into tax-free money. And Ron's latest book, Fear Factor, False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement, is a large portion on how to take what is taxable and make it into tax-free. And I know you have a lot to say about this because this is your pet, really, Ron, in terms of this taxation.
Well, you know, Adrian, if people don't understand that they have a tax problem, they're not going to be motivated to do anything to solve that tax problem. So I think it's important to first define what problem are we talking about when we refer to IRAs or 401ks or 403bs or 457s or any employer-sponsored retirement account as a tax-hostile asset or a tax-infested account. What we're trying to point out is that even though your name is the only name on the account statement and your spouse or children may be the beneficiaries of the account, you have a silent partner in this account. That silent partner is Uncle Sam. And if you really want to find out how much of that account belongs to you versus how much belongs to the government, just pull it out all at once, and you can find yourself bumped up to a 39.6% federal tax rate, an 8.7% New Jersey state income tax rate, and you may even be subject to the extra 3.8% health care surtax if your income is high enough. So people go, well, gee, Ron, but I'm not pulling it out all at once. I'm not going to pull it out rapidly. I'm just going to take required minimum distributions, and then when I pass away, I'll let my kids inherit this IRA, and they can stretch it over their lifetime and take minimum required distributions on based on their much younger, life expectancy, smaller distributions. And guess what? There was legislation that was introduced in Congress that has broad bipartisan support. We don't expect it to pass next year. We don't expect it to pass this year because it's election year. But we definitely expect this to pass next year. And it's a simple rule change. Ed Slott had a very interesting article and financialplanning.com called Rest in Peace Stretch IRA.
And we're going to be talking about that and another change that we're seeing as soon as we come back. Unfortunately, we have to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, we're going to, again, give you your invitation, 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152, and talk about the Stretch Out IRA and changes that will very soon occur, in our opinion. Okay, I know you have time, so we're going to go right on to the next one, and we're going to start with you again to finish that, and I have something on the tail of that. Are you ready?
Yeah, and I would say don't reference slides too much, because then Phil Dana is going to listen to the show and ask for copies of slides.
Oh, all right. By the way, don't worry about it. They were good slides.
Okay.
But I won't. Hello.
All right.
This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gelock.
And this is the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour. And when we began our little break that we had to take, Ron was in the midst of telling you about a change that we believe is on the horizon. And that is a change in a benefit for people who have been frugal, have saved money in their IRAs, are planning to leave it as a legacy. And there was a benefit that would have helped from a tax point of view that we believe will no longer be there, and we're surely not the only ones who believe that. Ron, let's finish up that information you were giving with the Stretch Out IRA.
Yeah, well, I was referencing an article by the noted expert on IRAs, Ed Slott, That said, rest in peace, Stretch IRA, where he referred to the pending legislation to go back to the old rule, tell your children when they inherit the IRA, take all the money out over a five-year period. So our concern is to say, well, if you pass away and you're in your mid-80s, how old are your children at that point in time, late 50s or early 60s, they're in their peak earning years, they can be forced to pay some massive income taxes on the distributions they'd have to take over a five-year period. So what we want to do with people is talk to them about tax-efficient strategies to migrate or move money out of the retirement account from the position of being always taxed to ideally ultimately being in the position of never being taxed. Now, there's some taxes to pay along the way, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to dip into your own pocket to cover all these taxes. There are strategies to get these taxes paid using what I call OPM or other people's money. And it's a loan concept. It's similar to, you know, if you think about it, when we bought our first home, we didn't pay all cash for our first home. We basically said, well, if we could get the bank to give us low interest money to take care of this liability, why shouldn't we do that? So one of the strategies that we offer, and I can't explain the whole strategy in a little clip on the radio show, is to say, well, what if there was a low-cost source that you could use, pull money out of a retirement account, and get tax liability paid for on extremely favorable loan terms, like 1% the first 10 years, a tenth of a percent thereafter, and the loan didn't need to be paid back until you passed away. Just one example, one technique, not right for everybody, but worth talking about or learning more about.
Yeah, it surely is, and I wanted to mention another change. Now, this is something that comes out of the world of logic. Somebody asked me at our live event over at Chester, and they've asked me this before, if I didn't make any money at all on my IRAs, how long would it be before the government would force me to take money out so that there was not any money at all in my qualified account? In other words, I want to know the pace at which money gets required to be distributed. And the way it goes right now is this. In the early years, in the first few years, it's over 3%, but it gets higher. As you get older, you have to take a larger percentage out of your IRA. And the reason being that they want you to start paying taxes as quickly as possible. They don't want it to last all your life so that you're continually deferring, if they can help it. And because money does grow, hopefully, many people do pass away without having distributed 100%. But if you didn't make any money and all you did was distribute, you would have all your money out of there in 26 years. Now, why am I bringing this up, aside from the fact that I was asked the question? Because that's a long time. In other words, the way things are structured right now, the government is waiting up to a quarter of a century to get your taxes paid. We are in very big debt trouble. This is going to change. This is a prediction. Remember, I'm a journalist, and I've been studying laws for a very, very long time and legislation for a very long time in the field of personal finance. And I heard a lot of things at the Washington Conference on Aging in July of 2015. And this was one of them. Now, it's scuttlebutt. It's discussion. But I have a feeling that when things start in motion, they stay in motion. And every place where money could be found to pay our debt, our national debt, is being looked at. And that's one of them. How fast do you have to take money out and finally account for taxes on what Ron calls your tax-invested accounts? The fact is that we are getting chipped away on many, many different things, and that's one. I also want to mention, I'm going to throw this back to you, Ron, you know, we have a Medicare surcharge. If we make a certain amount of money, money is taken from us in this surcharge on Medicare, where we actually pay more than other people. But guess what? That money does not go for Medicare. You would think that this was a fair type of thing where, all right, people with more money paying a little bit more for health care, and we're sustaining our health care system. It doesn't go for it at all. It goes to pay past debts. And this is a shame. And this is what's happening. So in order to protect our own future, our own little piece of the pie, let's be honest, come and see us at our live events. 800-467-8152. We have a lot of them in March and more in February as well. 800-467-8152. Or a 15-minute meeting by phone or in person, an hour. That's what you need, too, if that's what you need. We're very free with our time because we want to get our points across to you and really point you in the right direction. All this is yours. Just call 800-467-8152. And, Ron, you know, you've been, for it's over 20 years that you've been doing money management. Have you seen tax benefits in all those years, positive tax changes?
Well, no. I mean, you know, certainly we can go back to the Reagan era and say, well, the reduction in tax rates during that period of time, but ever since then, tax rates have crept up now. Now, certainly one of the things we try to do for those people that are interested in help with their portfolios is tax-efficient portfolio management. I mean, that's important. And I just wanted to make one more point, Adrian, too, which is just to deal with this issue of the federal debt and why we believe taxes have to go up significantly is if you look and you say, well, it took over 200 years for the government to accumulate the first $1 trillion of debt. The last trillion only took 424 days, and right now the government is borrowing money to pay the interest on the debt. So there's a day of reckoning. It can't go on forever, and the next tax target, in our view, is retirement accounts. That's why we want people to be prepared for that.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, they used to say, Willie Sutton would say, why do I rob banks? Because that's where the money is. Well, why does the federal government tax our investment accounts and our retirement accounts? Because that's where the money is. So you have 78 million baby boomers who have saved what they could, many of them as an end run in the last 3 or 4 years because the bull market was pretty good for them. They're hoping that they can finally retire, that Social Security will be there, and that can be a bit iffy. And they are not realizing the percentage of their money that could go south tax-wise. When we come back, we'll talk about a toolbox, what we call the toolbox, of things that we would like you to know about through our live events or our meetings. 800-467-8152. Okay. So we're going into the next segment. Ron, I'm here. Stuart is not hearing any problem on your end in terms of noise. I'm hearing it. So is it driving background noise, or is this something happening around you?
No, it's driving background noise. But, you know, the last three shows we recorded while I was driving, and if Stu is not picking that up on the recording, then great.
Yeah, this is the first time I've heard it, actually. He is picking...
Yeah,
I
don't know. Maybe there's
he's listening.
More truck traffic. On.
Maybe. He's listening on a different phone, and he doesn't hear anything. So it may just, yeah, but he's saying it's good. All right. So, no, I was only asked just in case it was something specific, different than usual. All right.
No.
Okay, we're going to, so wait, we're in the third segment now, and we have 12 minutes. All right, this is a long one. I want to talk about toolbox. Anything that you feel you're able to say about not just the annuities, but I think you should also talk about your portfolio endowment management and, you know, whatever you feel is fairly compliant. All right, Stu, are you ready for me? Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. So let's set the stage a little bit. People come in and they have kind of a handful of issues, and mostly they are the same issues. One of them is that they are concerned about their taxes. We certainly hit that one very hard on this show. Another one is that they may run out of money, so they're looking for some sort of a defined program, like the old fact that they were able to have a pension at one time, and that's kind of gone. Something that they feel they can rely on at some time in the future that won't run out. So that's the second thing. And the third thing they're usually worried about is their long-term care. They have parents. They've seen their parents go through problems, and that's an issue. So those are the three big ones that people come in with. And we definitely have a toolbox. I like to look at it as a toolbox. What can we do to build this fortress? One of them that Ron works with on a regular basis is actual money management. And I see people coming away from meetings with Ron with a new philosophy. The philosophy of accumulation to the philosophy of distribution or decumulation. Explain that switch in philosophy that we may all have to make.
Well, Adrian, the concept is pretty simple. When we're in our working years and we do not have a need to tap into our accumulated retirement savings for income, we can, when we're younger, afford more risk because we have the time to make back losses. But when you're in retirement and we're moving in our society towards the pensionless society, where it's now over 82% of people retiring don't have any pensions at all, so they're in this situation where they've got Social Security coming in, and then they've got this pile of money in the 401k, and some people are scared to death because they feel like, well, now how do I make sure this money lasts as long as I'm destined to last? So part of the toolbox is to look and say, well, you know, we want to focus more, if you're conservative, on the objective of capital preservation and income generation so that you're able to draw the income that you need. And ideally, the plan is pretty simple. Don't run out of money before you run out of breath. And so this is where looking at different strategies for portfolio management than the conventional run-of-the-mill stuff that you see in the bank or brokerage firms makes a lot of sense. And we want people to come in, talk to us, and see it.
And the way to do that, first I'll tell you the way to do that, and then I want to hit on something that is rarely looked at when you're in the accumulation phase of your life. In order to see us, there's a variety of things you can do. First of all, you can get acquainted with the firm online, and you simply go to Ronald Gelock, which is G-E-L-O-K, and Associates, all spelled out, Ronald Gelock and Associates. .com. And you can see some real-life stories there of what we've done for people in different circumstances that might be really like your own. So you can take a look at real cases there. You can also have a course, a 12-lesson course, webinar style, on the kind of tools that we have in our toolbox. So you'll see that right on the homepage, and it's really something very interesting for people. We even have interactive quizzes to make sure you know what you're talking about, and of course, a way to ask for our free meetings that will point you in the right direction, either in person or by telephone, whichever is convenient for you, or even Skype. But there's nothing better than picking up the phone. We are really a one-on-one service delivery firm. So if you call 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152, you can request to be on our list for our next live events coming up in February. The next one that I will be speaking at is March 3 for luncheon at King Tut on Route 22 in Lebanon Plaza. So we're very local. And also, we can meet with you in Clinton, in Parsippany, even in the great state of Florida. So give us a call at 800-467-8152. I promised I wanted to talk about a phrase that is rarely discussed, and I talk about it to our clients and the people that we meet all the time, and that is standard deviation. You know, I've written a lot of books, and in our library meeting in Chester yesterday, it was very nice. All the books, there were 14 books out there right on the table. And we donated Ron's latest book, Fear Factor, False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement, which you get a free copy of when you come in for a meeting, to the library. There's three new copies there in the library. And in all those books, there is a discussion of something called standard deviation. What does it mean? It simply means that the volatility of your portfolio, how much it goes up and down, is high or low against a benchmark. The benchmark is usually the S&P. So if you are invested entirely in the Standard & Poor's 500 stocks, you would have a, let's say that'd be your benchmark, and if what you're invested in goes up a lot more when times are good or down a lot more when times are bad, you have a very high deviation from the norm. So we look to see, what is the deviation? Now, when you're young, it doesn't matter much. And Ron will always say this. You're putting your money in, and you almost hope that the market goes down because you buy more cheaper over the long run. But when you are 5 years before retirement or in retirement or any time after retirement, that deviation is a killer for two reasons. One, you're losing money while that's going on and you're not replacing it with salary contributions. But two, the behavioral psychology of it. People bail out. They see it's low and they're out. Why? Because they're 65, 68, 72, and they just know they do not have the time for recovery. So, Ron, throwing it to you, what do you think of the standard line? Don't worry about it. The market always corrects.
Oh, well, you know, brokers are very fond of saying, well, gee, don't worry about it. It'll come back. It's only a paper loss. Well, you know, in 2001 and 2002, a lot of people watched 40% of their money evaporate through paper losses when the dot-com bubble burst and 9/11 happened. And then certainly in 2008, when the equity markets plunged almost 40%, they had quote-unquote paper losses there. And yeah, it took 6 years for it to come back. And if you didn't need to touch any of the money, great. But if you're in retirement and you need to take income, or you have a retirement account and the government says, hey, you're forced to take required minimum distributions, yeah, it makes sense to look at it more strategically and try to position things in a safer way. And there's some people who come and see us, Adrian, and they say, look, their criteria is I have no margin for error, and I need to have this IRA position something that is guaranteed not to go backwards. And I still would like some upside potential linked to the market. So that's where there's some no-load, no-fee fixed annuity accounts that offer index-linked interest. As you know, most annuities, I kind of hate them like poison because of ridiculously high fees and expenses. These are the variable annuities that I'm not fond of. But there's a handful of annuities that actually make sense for the more conservative saver who says, look, I can't go through another 2008, and I want guarantees. So we can enlighten people as to that, how that works too, Adrian.
Yes, and that is a true toolbox, because while there are many people out there who work with annuities, they don't all know not only the best companies, and that's critical because you want your A and your A-plus rated companies, but the way that they can be used to get the best returns. The reason that people like these a lot and the reason Ron and I like them is you can't go backwards. So in bad years, not only does your principal not lose, but your gains don't go backwards either, and that's very important. But if you're a real connoisseur, and I'm going to use this like a fine wine, if you're a real connoisseur of these fixed index annuities, you're looking at a lot more than that. You're looking at when things get credited to you, when your interest gets credited. You're looking at the indexes that your formula follows. And internal to these products, we'll call them, is your ability to make changes, usually on your anniversary date. So the set it and forget it type of service that a lot of people get when they buy annuities of this type is not our style. I don't like that style because it should be looked at through an advisory eye, not just a salesperson's eye. And I don't think people realize that because they're used to life insurance. You buy once, and you pay your premium, and you may or may not never see your insurance professional again. It's a different story. This is really part of your portfolio, even though it's not a security. And it should be looked at very carefully. So anybody listening who has one of these already or has one of the variable annuities, you should know that by tax law, there is a provision that allows you to make changes if it's appropriate for you without any tax consequences. So many people listening might say, you know, I have that already. Yeah, do you have the right one? Is it the one that's doing the most for you? Or is it like those statements that you don't open? You set it and forget it and hope that everything will be right when you really need it. So we're very happy to talk to you about that. And that's 800-467-8152. 800-467-8152. And I mention this, Ron, because a lot of people at our live events say, you know, I'm kind of taken care of. Do you really? I don't want to waste your time. These are nice people. They think they're wasting our time. No. We'll take a look and see if what you've done is also appropriate. So once again, Ronald Gelok, G-E-L-O-K, and associates.com, 800-467-8152. When we come back, we're going to talk about perhaps the one area that you can become most blindsided. What you don't know, you don't know. So stick around for a while because you're going to have to know it. We'll be back in a moment.
Okay, is the last segment an 8-minute segment or a 12-minute segment?
Eight minutes now, Stu? 8:50. Okay.
All right, well, let's get going.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and...
Ronald Gelok.
And this is the Ronald Gelok Retirement Power Hour. And actually, right before our ad... station identification, so to speak, I said that there was the one thing that you can get blindsided by, and there are really three, but one is taxes, and we discussed that quite a bit on this show today. The other one is health care, and the third one is Social Security. So let me just throw that right over to Ron on the health care side of what he's finding. People more and more concerned, I think, than ever before on how to pay for that.
Well, absolutely, Adrian. I mean, 20 years ago when we talked to people who were entering retirement about catastrophic illness, sometimes it just didn't register. But today, with half of all 60-year-olds still having a living parent and people entering retirement having experienced the help that they had to provide to their parents as their health went downhill in their 80s and beyond, now know that it can cost an arm and a leg to fund home health care or assisted living or long-term care. And, of course, we all want to pass away in our mid-90s in our sleep and good health, but it doesn't work out that way for everybody. In fact, for 7 out of 10 people, there's going to be a need for long-term care. So we don't want to be blind, have that be in our blind spot and ignore it and feel like, well, gee, because we did proper estate planning or we did proper tax planning or proper investment planning, we're therefore going to be okay, we're exempt or immune. So what we want to do is explore different strategies on how to best protect assets from a catastrophic illness in the event that that occurs later in life. And sometimes that's a guarantee that we can get tacked onto a retirement account that can provide for home health care or assisted living or long-term care, additional benefits that way. People will say, I never heard of that before in my life. Sometimes we can show people how they can have totally liquid allocated money do double duty. So instead of sitting in a money market account making next to nothing, it could actually do double duty and provide long-term care benefits for home health care, assisted living, or nursing home. So we show people how that works. And then we're also, if there's a need for any kind of life insurance, able to show people life policies that allow acceleration tax-free of the death benefit to pay for what? Home health care, assisted living, long-term care. So there's a variety of strategies. Our message is don't just ignore the problem. Don't be an ostrich. Talk to us about this, and we'll try to help you.
Yeah, and, you know, two important points here. I'll be in California this week, and I'll be visiting two institutes. They're both longevity institutes. Because Ron said, well, we all want to pass away healthy in our mid-90s. No, soon we're all going to want to pass away healthy in our mid-100s. No joke, 115 is the new target for longevitists. And we're rapidly getting there. It's true that because of childhood diabetes and other things, our total life expectancy is going down. But unfortunately, that's on the low end. That's because of small children, not because of people who made it past age 65. So more and more, we can live an extra, we used to say 30 years, and now soon an extra 40 years. That is a wonderful, wonderful gift. If you can do it, hail, health-adjusted life expectancy. You need some money for that. But notice in the toolbox that Ron mentioned, regular long-term care insurance, which is also available through Ronald Gelock and Associates, wasn't even mentioned because we're always looking for innovative ways for you to cover that cost as best you can without taking away from your income, your lifestyle, or committing money that you may never use and get back. To get information about all of this, you must take down this number, which is 800-467-8152. 800-467-8152. And let me add that half of all 60-year-olds have a living parent. So if you're a fiduciary for your older parents' money, and you don't know how to work out and help them properly with their long-term care, and they're already not eligible for any kind of insurance, give us a call. I personally, don't hold this against me, but I was an elder law attorney for 35 years and a founder of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. And we really do know not only how to help, but how to help you communicate with your older parent. So once again, 800-467-8152. And we're wrapping up for the whole week, Ron. I want to throw this back to you because there's going to be a lot of political debates. There's going to be a lot of discussion and volatility in the market. Maybe you can do something with your calm voice to help us open our envelopes when the statements come, not be nervous, and not get paralyzed into not taking action. Give us a little bit of a pep talk on that one.
Okay, well, number one, if you think about it, the statements that people are just receiving in the past few days, maybe you haven't even opened it yet, you've been afraid to open it, is going to show the value of your account as of the end of January. And certainly the last few days, there's been a mini rally in the market, the Dow closed at 16,100. So it's come back a little bit since then. So you should take some encouragement from that. But that doesn't mean you should just breathe a sigh of relief and say, oh, well, I'm invincible. I don't need to get a second opinion. I don't need to do proper planning. And so we would encourage people to take the opportunity that this little mini rally in the market has given us to take stock, regroup, visit with us, get a second opinion, and be able to have a greater peace of mind about what they're doing.
And, you know, peace of mind is a beautiful phrase. Again, when we're younger, we're really chasing our income. This is where we put our time and our efforts and our work minutes of our life. When we retire, we can transfer some of that time and energy and focus to building wealth. Many, many people who come into our office, they've done well, but they really don't expect to ever get any richer. That is not necessarily so. We look at the next phase of life as being as robust in the way we contribute to the world and what we do with our own lives and our travel, but it could also be a robust time of doing better with your own finances because you are paying attention and you do have time to focus and it isn't just contributing a matching fund to 401k. And so we really do like to talk to people who are even do-it-yourselfers. We've had many people who become clients that were for years and years do-it-yourselfers, but now they still are interested in growth. They're still interested in market participation, but they really want to relax a little bit about their own money and see that maybe they can do even better than they did before. So, Ron, last words for this week in terms of inviting everybody to our live events.
Oh, absolutely, Adrian. You know, it's one thing to kind of listen to people on the radio show every week and say, you know, I like listening to Ron. I like listening to Adrian. One of these days I'm going to go to one of the live events, or one of these days I'm going to call and schedule a 15-minute phone strategy. And then we just get so busy living lives, our lives, that it doesn't happen. So I would kind of encourage people to say, well, let's not procrastinate. If one of your New Year's resolutions was, I'm going to get my financial house in order, then why not come to one of the live events or set up a time to visit with us, and we'll see if we can help you. And you know what? It's interesting, Adrian. Sometimes when I sit with somebody, I say, you know what? You've got everything perfect. You don't really need our help. And then you're getting validation that you're on the right road. But more often than not, there's carburetor adjustments that are needed.
Yep. And you know what? 800-467-8152. And get out there, kids, and make it happen. Talk to you next week.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks.
Okay.
And travel safe.
Yes, and you should know that we had one couple at least come and ask about the radio, who heard us on the radio.
By the way, somebody told me, hold on a second. Somebody told me that the showtime changed, that it was changed to 5 p.m. It wasn't 6 p.m.?
No. In fact, Joanne Seeley wrote to me about that, and I called them. I spoke to Joe Liosi. No, what happened was there was a game, and they did switch our time for the time that the fellow was listening, one of your clients, I think, to 5 o'clock because of the game. So I asked him to send me a schedule of when those games are. And he promised that he would.
Well, yeah, because here we are telling everybody and promoting on the website that, you know, it's 6 p.m. every week. And if half the time it's going to be 5 p.m. because there's some game and nobody tells us that, that's not really good.
Right. And absolutely. And I was, you know, I'm having a little bit of an issue with him on this. But it is officially 6 o'clock. It is mostly 6 o'clock. But once in a while they change it for game, and I'm asking for a schedule. So, because he wants us to renew,
okay.
So, you know, I want to have a little, there's some ammunition there yet.
Well, right, absolutely.
All right.
All right,
I know you have to go, so
thank
great.
You.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.